This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon-based Hezbollah on Saturday fired rockets at Israel after days after the killing of a top leader from allied U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The barrage comes with a warning by the group that it was only the initial response to the killing of a Hamas leader, presumably by Israel in Lebanon's capital this week. The rocket attack came a day after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said that his group must retaliate for the killing of Saleh Haruri in Beirut. Hezbollah's leader said, "We cannot remain silent on a breach of this level of danger because it means that all of Lebanon will be left exposed." The cross-border escalation came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken kicked off an urgent Middle East diplomatic tour in Turkey as fears mount that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza may explode into a broader conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
Top international diplomats discussed strategies for keeping the Gaza war from spreading beyond Israel and the Palestinian territories on Sunday, exactly 3 months after the start of the conflict, as Palestinian and Israeli authorities claimed thousands of military and civilian deaths. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the European Union's top diplomat Josep Borrell were on separate trips to the region to try to quell spillover from the three-month-old war into Lebanon, the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Red Sea shipping lanes. South Korea says North Korea has conducted a new round of artillery firing drills near the rivals' disputed sea boundary. A day earlier, North Korea fired about 200 artillery shells, prompting South Korea to conduct its own firing drills in response. This is VOA News. A woman in her 90s has been pulled alive from a collapsed house in western Japan, 124 hours after a major quake slammed the region, killing at least 126 people, toppling buildings and setting off landslides. The woman had survived for more than 5 days after the 7.6 magnitude quake that hit the area Monday. Meanwhile, aftershocks are threatening to bury more homes and block roads crucial for relief shipments. The top U.S. aviation regulator is ordering the temporary grounding of many Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for safety checks following a cabin panel blowout late Friday that forced a brand new airplane operated by Alaska Airlines to make an emergency landing. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The decision came after a piece of fuselage tore off the left side of the aircraft late Friday, forcing pilots to turn back and safely land a plane that was en route to Ontario, California, with 171 passengers and six crew on board. Emma Vu was one of the passengers on the plane.
The masks had came down too, so that's when I knew, like, oh gosh, this is something way different. I started freaking out.
The Federal Aviation Administration's decision falls well short of a full indefinite safety ban, comparable to the grounding of all MAX family jets almost 5 years ago, following major crashes in 2018 and 2019.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Saturday marked the third anniversary of the January 6th deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and some lawmakers who denounced Donald Trump's actions that day are now supporting his re-election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The sound when a lower-level window was smashed at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Then-Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who had lashed out against the president for inciting the violence, tempered his comments 1 week later.
He should have immediately denounced the mob.
And now fully supports Donald Trump for president. A House investigatory panel played these words from Donald Trump in a hearing in 2022.
They were peaceful people.
While Friday in Philadelphia, President Biden says...
These MAGA voices who know the truth about Trump on January 6th have abandoned the truth and abandoned the democracy.
The former president's persistent claims the election was stolen have been rejected in 60 court cases. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement on Saturday he took full responsibility for secrecy surrounding an ongoing hospitalization. I'm Joe Ramsey, VO.